Shvius, Perek Ches, Mishne Zayin. Ein Mavashlin Yorak Shal Shvius B'Shemen Shal Truma. Shelo Yevienu Lidei Psul. Person should not cook vegetable of Shvius with Shemen, with oil of Truma, that a person shouldn't bring it to become Pasul. He shouldn't bring what to become Pasul. So the Rav learns that the focus here is on the Shvius vegetable. So by cooking the Shvius vegetable with the oil of Truma, there's a chance that the oil of Truma becomes Pasul, let's say it becomes Tameh. And when it becomes tamei now, the Shemitah vegetable that's inside of it, that was cooked with it, is not going to be able to be eaten. So by cooking it this way with the shemen of Truma, you're more inevitably, or there's a good chance that you're going to make it pasul. And you shouldn't do that. Rabbi Shimon Mati, Rabbi Shimon says it's okay, because you're allowed to bring kachim, and shvius is kachim, you're allowed to bring it the base of psul. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. Now there are those, Rabbi Akiva Eiger learns, brings down the Rash, there are those that learn that the concern in this Mishnah is that the focus is not on the Shvius vegetable, and that's not what you're concerned about bringing Lidei Psul, but rather it's on the Truma, because by Shvius there's a Zman beer, and when you cook them together, so the fact that there's beer after the seventh year, and now the Truma was cooked with something that has a din of beer, so you're going to cause the Truma to have a Psul in it. Anyway, the Mishnah continues. Va'achron achron nispus b'Shvius. The Rav brings down, this is a klal, that whatever comes afterwards takes the kedusha of Shvius. However, the fruit itself is always aser. So what it means is the following, the Rav explains. So let's say you have a fruit of Shvius, and one then sells it for money. Whoever buys the fruit of Shvius, that fruit has a din of kedusha Shvius. But what else happens? So now whoever has it, he's got to eat it with kedusha shvius. But now you just sold it. You sold it to this guy. So you now have the money. So the money has a kedusha shvius. If I now go take the money and I buy a piece of fish with that money. So what happens is whoever sold me the fish and took the money from me, that money lost its kedusha. So he can go and do whatever he wants. But now I got this fish. Then the fish has kedusha shvius. I then say to a guy with meat, I say, you know what? I'd rather have fleishiks. So I go give the meat guy my fish that had kedusha shvius. Now, the fish loses its kedusha, and now the meat has it. So no matter what, the last thing always gets the kedusha. It always falls off what was on before, and the latter thing always now has kedusha, except there's one exception, was the actual initial fruit. The pre-atzmo, that's always also, the Rab brings that it's learned out from Yovel, which is called kodesh. And just like Kodesh is Typhus is Damav, so also Shvius, also the Kedusha attaches itself to its money. However, the difference between Shvius and regular Kodesh is that by Kodesh, the actual thing loses its Kedusha once the Kedusha is Chal onto money. But by Shvius, the payers of Shvius never lose their Kedusha. Because the Torah says Tihiyah, that it should always be there. Bavyasatehe. And that's why here the latter one will always have its kedusha, and the kedusha will keep falling off. But mikol makom, the etzim fruit or vegetable will still retain its kedusha.